This is a healing journey of 1,000 miles, and its first step is the discovery of my true nature and yours. The second stride is a better grasp of the workings of the processes of life and of my laws that govern every aspect of my creation. Only by constantly striving with all your might to respect these laws and living in harmony with them, will your spiritual ledger eventually be balanced. This alone can open the doors of the self-created prison of consciousness of the earth plane, to release you into the greater spiritual freedom that is waiting for all in the age of Aquarius. Live every moment for sending from your loving heart the light of the Christ star, the highest star and the brightest light in the whole of creation, my light. Continue to do this until your whole being is filled with this light, so that you gradually evolve into a light that is, like me, capable of constantly sharing its love and warmth with all life forms, not only in your world but all others. Endeavor to think kind and loving thoughts only, and never forget your sense of humor. Nothing lightens your vibrations more quickly and easily than the ability to see the funny side of things, to laugh about them and have fun. Above all, walk in faith and trust, my beloved children, hand in hand with the angels and me. Best foot forward, keep on saying to yourself, from this heart nothing but love. From these hands nothing but healing. From this mouth nothing but kindness. From this mind nothing but peace. Healing prayer for our world, rays of wisdom, the universal Christ now speaks to us and our world. Healing prayer for our world, all glory, all honor and all praise be to you, O Holy Trinity, Great Spirit, Father, Mother and the universal Christ with the angels around your throne. We bless you, O golden light of the heavens, Son of all suns, Star of all stars and light of all lights, and look up to you for guidance and protection, always. You are the source of all life, wisdom, knowledge and truth. We worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. You are the great teacher of all worlds and beings, promised of old and now in flesh appearing in our hearts and souls. Flood us and fill us and our whole world and all other worlds with the blessing and healing power of your sacred love, for you are the only born son of the great Father, Mother. We pray that your divine spark may now come alive in every heart and soul. Aligning ourselves with the sacred fire of Mother Earth and Father Sun, we return into the conscious loving union with you. May each spark in its own right grow into a blazing flame of love that, with your help, burns away the dross of all darkness and fear that still lingers in the consciousness of humankind. May it absorb the remnants of the clouds of ignorance, false beliefs and prejudices that to this day abound in us and our world. May the gift of your divine radiance and illumination flow ever more strongly through each one of us into our world and all worlds, so that all unwanted negative and destructive influences are transmuted and uplifted into blessing, healing and harmonizing energies for all life, in accordance with your sacred will and wishes. In the name of love we ask this from you on behalf of Mother Earth and all her kingdoms, and every other part of creation, for you are the kingdom and the power and the glory. And so it shall be, forever and ever. Amen. Part 9, The Grand Mosaic of Life. The giant mosaic of life, rays of wisdom, the universal Christ now speaks to us and our world. As you know by now, it is my will for each one of you to become masters of your own destiny. Begin by taking charge of everything that is within you and shape and mold your character until you have become the one you would really like to be. As young gods in the making, you are required to become a bit more godlike with each passing day by increasingly bringing forth my characteristics in all your daily encounters. The gift of another lifetime on the earth has been granted to you so that you can take advantage of the quantum leap forwards in your personal evolution and that of your whole race that has been taking place for quite some time by now. So, roll up your sleeves and get to work on yourselves. You cannot afford to waste precious time, for you are the only ones who can fulfill the hopes and dreams I have always nurtured on behalf of your race. Hand in hand with the angels and me, courageously learn from the mistakes of the past and do your share of building a better future, for all. The wise ones amongst you who genuinely wish for peace in your world first look into themselves. They reconcile the opposing forces within them and make their peace with themselves and me, and everybody else. When you make peace within, peace without is guaranteed to follow. You are all my children and everybody is of equal value to me. As long as you are willing to allow life itself to be your teacher, it is of no importance which role has been allocated to anyone during their present lifetime. In the vast drama called life, of which I am the author and director, I cast the roles. This is necessary to ensure that all life forms evolve at an even pace, for I am the master and the only one who knows my great plan of life. Rest assured, no one is inferior to anyone, and no one is superior in any way. No matter which role you are playing at any given time, you simply cannot go wrong, if you bear in mind that whatever you are doing it will always only be for a time. On Earth nothing lasts forever, quite literally, and you are sure to cope so much better with your part, when you remind yourself of this once in a while. Not even the Earth herself is going to last forever. When her physical form is no longer of any use, she will transmute into an altogether more spiritual being that is filled with light. It's a similar process to the one you experience at the end of each lifetime, when your physical body is taken from you. I trust that you know by now that this will not mean the end of the Earth, as Gaia, the spiritual being, the same as you are spirit. She will forever continue and so will you. Innumerable lifetimes you have spent on the Earth plane in search of a way home into the knowledge about your true nature and mine. For this purpose, new religions and belief systems with revised teachings based on my ancient wisdom had to appear periodically in your world to try and light your way. One of the latest ones was Judaism, which later branched off into Christianity and Islam. They are the Abrahamic religions. All three make use of what has become known in your world as the Old Testament. As one typical example of how my wisdom has been treated by humankind over the ages, let us take Christianity's sacred text, the Bible. The same as all other sacred texts of your world, it contains many grains of truth. Yet, by no means every word of it is true. It's up to you, my human children of the earth, to search for the nuggets of gold this book and all the others contain in the form of mere grains of truth, for they are meant to guide you through your earthly existence. To find my truth anywhere, it is necessary to pick and choose very carefully what, for you, represents truth. With patience and practice, you should be able to filter anything you read or hear through your heart, as that is where I, your inner teacher and guide, dwell. You need to become so much in tune with your physical body that eventually you will be able to listen to the responses you'll receive from me through the world of your feelings. I will help you discern intuitively what is right or wrong, a truth or a lie. The time for sorting the wheat from the chaff has arrived for your race. Keep only the best and rigorously discard that which is of no use anymore and abandon the erroneous ways of the past, once and for all. Whilst shedding the ballast of the past, be careful not to throw the baby out with the bath. As the human race has been far too good at this in times gone by, many valuable lessons and knowledge were lost this way. Take care and learn from that mistake, too. In truth, the many religions of your world were not created to separate you ever further from each other, as they indeed they have done in times gone by and to some extent still manage to do. Quite the opposite is my intention for you and your world. Soon, very soon, all of you will be able to recognize that each new belief system that appeared from time to time on your planet contained some nuggets of my truth. All of them were merely attempts at showing you the way back home into the conscious awareness of your oneness with me, your Creator. This is the union every human soul hopes to find during each one of its earthly sojourns. When everybody has grasped that this is the case, it will be possible to integrate the religions that still exist in your world into one single powerful force that unites humankind instead of separating you from each other in the manner the religions of the past used to do. Finding my truth, rays of wisdom, the universal Christ now speaks to us and our world. The response that each one of you individually has to the higher and highest levels of life with the angels and me alone can bring you realizations of my truth. Within each one of you there is an unconscious and a conscious response to them. It reveals itself in the fact that in your daily encounters you do not stop to analyze things and reason them out to their logical conclusions, which is good and right because that's why you have been equipped with an earthly mind. Yet, the more you become one with me, the more you act spontaneously in response to the positive stimulus and feedback you receive from your spirit and soul. Your individual soul is an integral part of the soul of your world as well as that of Great Soul of All Life, the Goddess and Mother of All Life. She is the wise one inside you, my feminine wisdom and love aspect, the only one in the whole of creation who really does know the way of all things. The more your soul unites itself with her, the better she can supply you with the right answers to even the most difficult questions. She gives you the benefit of her wisdom to find wise and loving solutions for every one of your problems, as soon as in her view the time for doing is right. When your soul finally has consciously become one again with her, being loving and giving in all your daily encounters is a spontaneous and instinctive reaction. That's why I say to you now, go forth and make haste. No matter what may happen to you on the earth plane, be of good cheer and rejoice, my beloved children of the earth. Everything that is presently available to you needs to be used for the good of the whole rather than merely for your own benefit. Gather the best from all the religions of your world, knowing that each one in its time has been equally valuable, as it served one specific purpose in the curriculum of humankind's earthly education. As many of you are aware by now, each religion that came and went its way again contained some tiny grains of my truth. None of them ever had a monopoly on it, though many of them through the ages have proclaimed theirs to be the only holy-making way of life. Young and inexperienced souls to this day seriously believe this to be the case with their particular religion. Never mind, leave them to it. They too will learn in time, so be patient with them. Be content with knowing that they, each through their own experiences, too will eventually find out that any religious conviction that is held on the earth plane can provide you with no more than a temporary walking stick and support. Without condoning the words and deeds of such young souls, refuse to sit in judgment over them, as they are only attending to their earthly lessons, the same as you are doing, though by now in an almost diametrically opposed direction. Be as kind and tolerant towards them as you possibly can. Even though they may sometimes cross your path in the shape of gray beards, their behavior gives away the age of their souls. Forgiving people like this is made easier when you bear in mind that, when all is said and done, they are your younger siblings in the great family of humankind. That's why they have the same right to receive their most difficult lessons on the earth plane, just the same as you once did. Take for example the time when the by now more highly evolved souls took part in the Inquisition during its reign of terror of almost 600 years. That's what each one of you did, sometimes at the giving and other times at the receiving end. The Inquisition was the strong arm of the Christian Church. Although it was humankind's most evil and infamous institution ever, it represented a vital part in the study of the use and abuse of personal and collective power over masses of people. As all human souls have to take part in the same lessons, this too was necessary. The karmic chains and shackles the experiences of those days and similar ones create between human beings can only be dissolved through a better understanding of the spiritual background of your earthly existence, your own and everybody else's evolutionary pathway thus far. Through this alone can true forgiveness begin to grow naturally and organically in human hearts, and this brings you the healing and peace to every aspect of your being all of you have been in search of for many a lifetime. Picking the raisins from each cake, picking the raisins from each cake, rays of wisdom, the universal Christ now speaks to us and our world. My intention behind any new religions that appeared in your world was to provide you, my beloved children, with yet another ladder on which you could climb, so that bit by bit you would come ever closer to the rediscovery of the higher and highest aspect of your own nature and mine. Their memories are stored deep in every human soul. For each one of you, there eventually comes the moment when they begin to stir and you increasingly long to express them in all your daily encounters. The degree in which you succeed to keep this promise to yourself shows me when you are ready to be taught directly by me. Every belief system you have ever encountered and become interested in was yet another preparation for this stage of your personal evolution and that of your race. Each one represented a tiny, yet vital piece in my giant mosaic of life. When you rise above your present level of existence on the mighty wings of the wisdom and knowledge you are now receiving directly from me, enabling you to take the higher view of life, can a clear picture emerge. I am the mosaic's designer and architect, conductor and choreographer, ballet and choir master. Your task, as my actors, singers and dancers on the vast stage known by you as life, is to make the most of everything I am presenting to you at any given time. In spite of the trials and tribulations that are an essential part of every soul's evolutionary journey, endeavor to enjoy as much as you can playing your part in your unique and individual fashion. No matter where fragments of my wisdom appear and by whom they are found, they were never meant for the privileged and selected few. Every part of my truth was always meant to be shared by all. Your object as healers is to pick the raisins from the cake of every religion. Pour them into the great melting pot that is the pool of human consciousness. Then take as big a spoon as you can lay your hands on, carefully stir and blend the resulting mixture into a new religion that unites you and leads every one of you back home into the conscious awareness of your loving union with me. Having reached the age of Aquarius, ever more of you are ready to receive that which is suitable of my wisdom directly from me. Soon, very soon, there will be no more need for religions because all of you are being taught by me. I am your inner teacher and guru, the living God and the wise one within. I know the way of all things and I have the answers to any question you may ever care to ask. I bless you all, each one. I assure you once more that each and every one of you is a unique and beautiful being, unique and precious beyond compare, loved and protected far more than you will ever be able to imagine. Regardless of what kind of lowly position in life you may at present occupy, a high and holy destiny awaits each one of you, so do not allow anyone to convince you that you are nothing but a miserable worm and a sinner before me. That just is not true, and regardless of what anyone may say, you are nothing of the kind. As my beloved child, you are a student and a learner in the vast academy of life I designed for all of you, no more and no less. No fall from grace or original sin, no fall from grace or original sin, rays of wisdom, the universal Christ now speaks to us and our world. Voluntarily you once came away from the state of conscious oneness with me, which some in your world call paradise. When invited to do so, you agreed happily to the adventure of discovering what life has to offer to a spiritual being in a physical environment, like that on the earth plane. So you ventured forth, freely, happily and willingly, eager to grow and evolve. You were excited and motivated by the idea that all of you would learn from their own experiences. You loved the thought that this would constantly add to the Great Mother's wisdom and knowledge that already had accumulated in her soul memories, long before you made your first appearance. This is what ever since then all of you have constantly been doing and will forever continue to do. All you were at that stage was pure spirit, and you were happy to start building yourself a soul, so that you could experience life in your new environment with the help of a world of feelings. You agree to these things because you are safely cradled in the knowledge that at the end of your journeying ever deeper into thus far unknown territories, in the end you would return into my loving embrace. Knowing that the angels would forever be by your side, watchfully and lovingly guiding and protecting you every step along the way, the decision to act as volunteers and wayfinders for ever more of you, who would follow behind, was not a difficult one either. There never has been such a thing as original sin, and none of you ever fell from grace. These concepts were given to the patriarchal religions so they could serve as teaching aids for demonstrating to you and your world the destructiveness of the masculine when it is left without the guiding hand of the love and wisdom of the feminine to show the way. Each one of you had to gather first-hand experiences of what happens when the masculine's thirst for power and possession, conquest, power and dominion over others is let loose without restrictions. The masculine then forces anything into submission that it can lay its hands on, by whatever means available. This is what happened when the male of your species, each one of them an outer earthly manifestation of my masculine aspect, over the ages was gradually left more and more to its own devices. The results have been experienced by you and your world during the past 6,000 years of patriarchy with its constantly increasing lust for power, warmongering and destruction. This continued for such a long time because all of you, sometimes in the role of women and other times as men, could only learn the lesson of the futility of human lust for power and domination through their own suffering. The more the masculine was left to its own devices, the more it slowly but surely got completely out of control. Vain, arrogant, aggressive and full of his own importance as a male of the species, the unevolved among them to this day believe themselves to be the masters of their particular small patch of my creation. Unaware of their true nature and the purpose of their existence, until the moment of their awakening, this kind of soul is bound to remain lost in the illusion of earth life, in pursuit of what they like to think of as their rightful share of the power, glory and wealth of your world. It takes a long time before such young souls finally grasp that everybody is equal before me, that all of you have the same rights as well as duties, and that every right goes hand in hand with a corresponding duty. Independent of where you may find yourself at present, yours is the right and the duty to be educated on the earth plane, as that way alone you can evolve and grow in wisdom and understanding. Making sure to have sufficient input into transforming your planet into a better and more beautiful place that can be enjoyed by all its inhabitants is everyone's most honorable right and duty. The only things you, as a human soul temporarily encased in matter, are meant to control and master are the desires, drives and urges of your lower animal nature. It is the most urgent obligation for the wise ones amongst you who wish to make the progress that potentially is yours. Therefore, practice being patient, tolerant and kind with those who are as yet unaware of any of these things. They too will get where all of you are going in the end. On the way though you do well to remind yourself frequently that each human soul can only do so at its own pace and in its own time. You will then no longer be surprised when you see how many in your world to this day are wrestling with their awakening just the same as you once did and still are doing. Refuse to believe that the strugglers are lost souls. They are not. No soul is ever left to its own devices or lost on the earth plane or anywhere else. Rest assured that every one of the late developers is working as hard as you are on transforming their weaknesses into strengths, even though they may as yet not be consciously aware that this is the evolutionary process every soul is constantly involved in. Deep down all of you know that you possess my highest qualities and strengths, if only in seed form. Assisting those who are having difficulties with the development of theirs is the most noble role that you as aspiring healers and lightworkers can take on. The only thing you have to do is being equally kind and friendly, compassionate and loving in thoughts, words and deeds towards everyone you encounter. Your thoughts in particular have a far more powerful effect, not only on your own soul but on the souls of others, than you would ever have thought possible. Think of each one you encounter as one of my children, the same as you are. Everybody in the long course of their own individual and collective evolution has identical needs, and has to endure the same tests, trials and tribulations on the road of transforming their inner darkness into light and their weaknesses into strengths. This is the only path that in the end leads each one of you, my beloved children of the earth, back home into the conscious awareness of being one with me. Focus your attention on the image of the rising sun as an outer manifestation of my light that by now ever more forcefully lights up your race's individual and collective consciousness. Let the light of my wisdom and knowledge guide and protect and help you find your way through any experiences that may come your way. As you turn your face towards the rising sun of the earth plane, lift your heart and soul into the power of my radiance that you know lies hidden behind it. Make peace with me, yourself, your life and everything it contains. Refuse to exploit anyone and let all your thoughts, words and deeds be simple and pure. Do not lean unnecessarily on any other members of the animal kingdom, as each one of them is your sibling in the vast family not only of earth life but all life. Alleviating any suffering you encounter is the most urgent task for you as aspiring healers and lightworkers. This alone can move you and your whole world onwards and upwards on the evolutionary spiral. I bless you all. The Beatitudes, Rays of Wisdom, the Universal Christ now speaks to us and our world, for the Aquarian Age. Blessed are those who do not take themselves too seriously and can laugh about themselves, for they shall have endless fun. Blessed are those who can laugh with people, rather than at them, for their life will be filled with laughter and smiles. Blessed are those who can see beyond the end of their noses into the higher and highest realities of life, for they shall go far. Blessed are those who can smile in adversity and forget to frown, for the light of the highest sun shines on their path. Blessed are those who can tell a mountain from a molehill, for they shall be spared many troubles. Blessed are those who take responsibility for their mistakes and learn from them, instead of looking for scapegoats, for they shall become wise. Blessed are those who know when to shut up and listen, for they shall learn many new things. Blessed are those who are attentive to the call of others without thinking of themselves as indispensable, for they are the sowers of joy. Blessed are those who take small things seriously and approach large issues sensibly and peacefully, for they shall go far in life. Blessed are those who send good things only into life, for nothing but good shall return to them in due course. Blessed are those who can keep quiet and smile, even when someone cuts them off in mid-sentence, contradicts them and or treads on their toes, for they already dwell in the one light that unites us all. Blessed are those who recognize me, the living God within, in themselves and also in everyone and everything that is in their lives, for they have gained access to my unconditional and everlasting wisdom, light and love. Blessed most of all are those who leave complaining about the things that to them appear negative, wrong and ugly in your world to people who do not yet know any better. Trusting that in my time, not theirs, all wrongs will be righted, crooked corners be straightened and ugly things made beautiful, they are doing their share of bringing these things about. Aware that their thoughts create the realities of their lives, wise ones focus on that which is positive, good and beautiful on the earth. They will never cease to wonder about how much of it there is, and they are closer to my heart than they may imagine. Anon. Edited by Aquarius, Part 10, Chatting with the Universal Christ. In a recent dream I found myself in a deep discussion with the Universal Christ. The Omniscient One knew of my coming and my intent without me having to say anything. As I humbly kneeled down before the radiance of the Christ, I heard him say, "So, you would like to talk with me? If you have the time, I would be most grateful," I replied. He smiled, "All eternity is mine and that leaves me plenty of time for everything. Go ahead, what do you want to ask me?" "Nothing that is new to you," I replied. "First of all, I would like to know what is the one thing that surprises you most about your children of the earth?" The Christ answered, "Many things astonish me about you, my children of the earth. In your younger days you cannot wait to grow up and as adults you long to return to your childhood. In order to make money you are willing to sacrifice your health. Does it not occur to you that once having lost it, there may not be enough money in the whole of your world to buy it back? Having lost their faith and trust in me, many think so anxiously about the future that they forget to live in the present. However, through your attitudes in the present you yourselves creature your own future. How sad that to this day, far too many live as if they would never die, and even more of them die as if they had never lived." The Christ took my hand in his and we both reflected on this for a while. Finally, I ventured forth, "May I ask some more?" When the Christ nodded, I asked, "If you were an earthly parent, what advice would you give your children?" Without hesitation, he replied, "To learn that they cannot make anyone love them, that love can only be given freely, and that the only thing of importance about loving is the way you show your love. It takes years to build up trust, but only a few seconds to destroy it. Know that of the greatest value to you are not your earthly possessions but the people who share your life with you.